With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A reminder, if you need anything fixed for your Apple products, watches, phones, computers, and more, there's one stop for you in Nebraska. That's Computer Hardware in Lincoln at 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 45 years in business. Go see Trip.
Triptastic.
Trip is the man. Go see him in Lincoln.
He does
today.
Apps. He'll help you with apps.
He knows apps.
He knows
well.
Apps. He knows apps.
Is he coming in?
Not today. No. Soon. But you can go see him at 70th and O if you'd like to.
See, maybe from Taco Inn coming in. That'd be nice. Get a breakfast burrito.
Be nice, too.
That'd be nice, too.
So
anybody.
We did.
Yeah, anybody. Is anybody coming in with any sort of gifts?
We'll take them. We always accept them all. Yeah,
yes.
So please, come on in. We did see mention in the first segment that Penn State's still looking for a head coach. We know it will not be Brian Hartline, who is rumored to be a candidate there. He is going to be the South Florida head coach, USF, as of yesterday. I was a little surprised to see that one in the morning. Right, our show ended about 9:15. That news was out there yesterday that he's going to USF.
He's an offensive coach like Golish. He was the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. So he was the offensive coordinator at Ohio State in 2023. Then Chip Kelly came and he helped co-offensive coordinator. Then he's the offensive coordinator this year. I got a question for Bill. He's going to work at Ohio State through the playoff. How does that affect USF?
It affects you a lot.
That's right.
Anytime there's a lot of it going on. Anytime that there's dual, just imagine being an SEC team and you're Kentucky and your coordinator's at Oregon. He's going to go through this time at Oregon. But I'm still going to try to run in today's world. As I said, it was signing date that just happened yesterday. So I don't know who Kentucky signed either. They had a coach for 12 hours, blaming no one on it. I think most have come with this, like, you know what? This publicity is better for us to say we have, you see Will Stein? That's him right there. He's going to be the head coach of Kentucky, but he's coaching in the playoffs.
Call
he's the
plays.
Offensive coordinator calling plays. Brian Hartline, this is the one he's had. Look at all the receivers that he has recruited to Ohio State. And so that's a big plus. I think they just ride it out, and they'll say, hey, we'll flip this thing. Now, some of them will be past the portal also. So what they'll have to do is try to get a GM in place.
Yeah.
You got to have a GM in place that, hey, we're working on this. Here's our plan to be able to operate with it.
So, Hartline.
If I'm Hartline, I know that it's not even close to like, okay, probably what, it's like a minimum of $8 to $9 million at Penn State, probably. That's kind of the going price right now, and higher for someone that might be more established and way, way, way lower. A better job. If you want to kind of you could go like, hey, I'm going to go here, do well, and then next job comes along.
Yeah.
Jumping into Penn State right now, first of all, you couldn't stay, in my opinion. I don't see how you can see a Penn State say, I'm going to stay at Ohio State.
That'd be hard.
It's different, I think, on the school. But Kentucky's hard. Also, they're all hard.
Hartline, right. I don't know how. Now, Kraft vetted him. Kraft interviewed him. I can see why you wouldn't go that direction. I don't think your first head coaching job, he was a receivers.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S., many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Coach, he's only 39. The monster that is Penn State, I think you need someone more experienced, accomplished, older than Hartline. So I get that. No, you're right. USF makes perfect sense for him. And he was a Miami Dolphin.
He was.
Pretty good player,
he was a good
right?
player for the Dolphins, yes.
Yeah.
So if I'm him, I'm like, this is a really good deal. It's like, yeah, we'd like to have had that pin. That'd have been some. Because once you get one of those jobs, it's generational money. Whatever happens the rest of your life, you're good.
He's good.
Penn State's giving a contract out for somewhere around $60 million probably. So it's a pretty good deal for you. But it's like quality of life, all the things that go with it. Okay, not a bad deal.
Yeah, he'll recruit well. You know, he's put together those receivers classes at Ohio State. Yeah,
now he's in direct conflict with Scott Frost. Now they're
Hartline.
They're looked at the same as far as USF and you in Central Florida. USF.
They're both offensive guys. Yeah.
And so, they're recruiting the same guys.
Same type of speed guys.
Yes, a lot.
I always remember Frost telling me when he was thinking about the Nebraska job and going back and forth, and he was talking about UCF, and he said, "Sip, I'm going to roll out of bed and go get a receiver." you can in Florida. Yeah. So that's what Hartline will do. And I think Ohio State's number 13 offensively in the country. Golish was an offensive coach, too, and that was a good offense. By the way, USF was 9-3 last year. So there'll be expectations.
Yep.
9-3.
Yeah, I think the Hartline at Penn State, you know, people would have been saying, yeah, like you said, he's not ready for that job. But he was a hot name off the bat.
He was.
He was like a top three or four candidate saying, hey, watch out for Hartline.
I don't get it.
And it didn't work out that way.
Well, they interviewed him.
I know.
And I bet it was now not ready.
Not ready.
Yeah.
So what's left that's there? It's Penn State. It's Cal, which they're talking about being Tosh LaPoy.
Okay.
And which he played there. He's from California. He played at Cal.
Oregon, D.C.?
What's that? Oregon, D.C. Nice. So Oregon might have a chance that both OC and D.C.
Double.
Yeah, and they're both double dipping, potentially.
That's not great, is it?
It's not great. I do know those guys. I don't know Will Stein personally. I know Tosh personally. And if somebody can handle it, he can handle it. Mm. And so, and then if anybody can handle it as a head coach, Dan Lanning can handle it. So I don't see that. In the end, when we like, if let's say Oregon doesn't win at all, it's not going to be. What's the main reason? The two coordinators, that's
distracted.
I don't think that'll be the case.
Okay. The other thing, I wonder what you'd say about this. Well, I was reading this Hartline stuff last night. If I'm Day, I'm a little nervous because Hartline was so good at stocking the receiver room.
He did a great job, but like I said, there's that logo did a lot of recruiting too. Did a lot, but he still did a great job. Yeah, you don't get. Sometimes, like I said, it's like, well, the logo's there. Well, whoever Ohio State's recruiting against, guess what? It's usually he probably has offers from Notre Dame. He has offers from Michigan. He has offers from Georgia,
I'm
whatever.
A little nervous. Think about the guys he put in that room.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable.
Right. The other thing. Oh, one thing before the music stops. Would they bring Ohio State? Would they bring Chip Kelly back as the OC?
He's available.
Is that a possibility?
Probably.
Is that a possibility?
Never really thought much about it.
Why not?
But probably.
He's available.
I don't.
If they need an OC, it would make sense.
It would make sense. That'd be quite the story for Chip going Ohio State Raiders fired back to Ohio State.
And that Raiders contract was unbelievable.
It was.
I mean, it's a huge contract he was getting paid there. And they owe him a lot of money.
What a life.
He's living the dream. Chip Kelly. When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.